funny. That's probably, if I had to pick one song as being my favorite that we'd ever written, that would be it. And it did come on a day when we were sitting, honestly, which we haven't done that many times over the years. It's just, we're kind of quirky that way, just really sitting and talking about, you know, life and things that matter to us and getting serious, you know, as corny adults rarely do. And we started talking about where we came from, and me from North Louisiana, and he actually went to high school in South Arkansas. And when I say North Louisiana, my grandparents' place, where I spent most of my time growing up, because my mom died when I was real young, was real close to where El Dorado, where Ronnie was. And, you know, we talked about just, you know, things around there, and somehow, you know, I was telling about my grandfather driving out on those logging roads, you know, looking at timber and stuff, and I said, man, that dirt is so damn red out there. He goes, I know, it's the same way in El Dorado. I said, you know, Red Dirt Road would be a cool name for an album. And then it was one of those times where you go like, like that. And but, you know, then you got to write a freaking song. So we put it off for quite a while, and we sat down one day and kind of looked at it. Ronnie told me that, you know, he was raised on Rural Route 3, which is actually in Texas, but they got red dirt down there too, obviously. And that's, we didn't get much further than that. We just kind of fiddled around with it. We had a show in Sacramento, and we flew into San Francisco. And when we got off the airplane in San Francisco, he handed me this cocktail napkin with a few lines on it, like, you know, it's you know, that's where I drank my first beer, and you know, where I met Jesus, and wrecked this car and tore it all to pieces, and, you know, something just for high achievers and whatever. And I'm reading these lines going, God, it's so freaking cool. He goes, what do you think? I said, I think it's freaking great. And anyway, we jumped on our separate buses like we do and headed for Sacramento. And on the way, I pretty much wrote the verses and took that first line that we'd started with about raised off of Rural Route 3, and pretty much put the music to the lines he'd given me in the chorus. And when we got there, he came, knocked on the door, and said, let's go get a steak. And I said, yeah, you got to hear this song first. I think we really got one here. So that's pretty much it.